Unlock new ways to make money with your vacation rental with Beyond. As the pioneers of revenue management for short-term rentals, Beyond offers business-enhancing solutions for hosts and managers of all sizes across the globe to future-proof and grow their business. Welcome to another episode of the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm Alexa Schlosser, editor of VRMA's publications, and here with me today is David Krause, CEO and co-founder of Rent Responsibly. I hope you enjoy our conversation. All right, so hi, Dave. If you could just please introduce yourself a little bit and then just kind of introduce us also to Rent Responsibly and its role in the vacation rental industry.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Alexa. My name is Dave Krause. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Rent Responsibly. We are a community building and education platform focused on two things primarily. One is advocacy support, which we affectionately call firefighting, and community building and education. As I mentioned, that's what we consider fireproofing. We like to take a long view of the future of the short-term vacation rental industry and think about what needs to be there. And we believe that every major market is going to need, and indeed many already have, a strong local alliance or coalition of hosts, whether formal or informal. And we're basically back of office or dedicated to supporting that group in a variety of ways. And so I can get more into that, but we're really a passionate team of folks who all come from the industry and really want to build a lot of strength, especially at the local level.
Can you talk a little bit about sort of what sparked your interest in advocacy?
Sure. Well, I think what sparked my interest was really what sparked my passion for the entire industry is really starting off as a host. In 2014, I started off hosting in Dallas, Texas. And that experience and meeting these guests for the first time, this was the early Paleolithic era, it feels like, where before Instant Book and a lot of the mechanisms that and technology wasn't quite where it is today. So I was really getting my hands involved in every aspect of the management process. I just loved it. I loved it. I loved what it did for me. I loved all aspects. And at one point, somebody threw a party at one of my rentals that I was managing, which led me to a new path and a new chapter of my vacation rental career, which was at NoiseAware. NoiseAware was a solution to this party issue at my rental because it was a smart noise monitoring system. So I could have prevented the issue had I had this technology. And through my experience at NoiseAware, chapter three came about, Rent Responsibly. And that was really just seeing that there was a lot of unfairness going on. Basically, two microcosms were Austin banned what they called type two rentals, non-owner occupied, saying that there was a major party issue across the city when there's really only eight party houses were identified after the fact. And then in Palm Springs, you had a similar traditional market, more traditional market, where there was another unfair piece of regulation going on and proposals to ban short-term rentals based on, again, this party house narrative. And at NoiseAware, we knew that one out of every 200 nights was a nuisance issue. So I was in these conversations and realized that the difference maker between good and bad outcomes when these issues came up was really how organized was the local community, right? And so with that, I kind of started asking around and talking to folks, including then the executive director of VRMA. And they said, nobody's really focusing on how to support and organize at the local level. And so that all culminated in me meeting my co-founder, Alexa, because she was setting up, guess what, her local alliance in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and just realized how much of a, you know, Atlassian, hold the boulder up on your back job it was to get a local alliance started. It took her 40 hours. And we said, how can we get that 40 hours down to four? How can we make it 10 times easier? And we realized that there needed to be a system there. And so we set about building that.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I guess in addition to the noise issues and party houses, quote unquote, being sort of the triggers for some of these regulatory issues and challenges, are there other elements related to, you know, kind of triggering those regulatory discussions today?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked because it evolved and it'll continue to evolve. This was 2016 through 2019 was really a party house driven narrative. And obviously we had the pandemic come around in 2020. And so I would add after the pandemic, when interest in short-term rentals went up 250%, we saw affordable housing and workforce housing really starting to, especially in destination markets, to drive a narrative, which data would have it is somewhat specious, but a narrative about the issues related to affordable and workforce housing. And then just general proliferation, because you have folks who are moving into a community and taking more notice, or moving, you know, to full-time residency in a community, taking notice of the rentals in their neighborhood. And so it's not so much nuisance driven, although sometimes it can be. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, generally speaking, it's narrative driven, because all three of these can add up to narratives that I don't think are accurate and oftentimes get in place and out of control, take on a life of their own before we as a community can argue our point and build our own narrative.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I guess, what are the key elements of effective advocacy and how do you guys assist operators within that?
Great question. I think I mentioned it before. You know, first and foremost, having an organized community, and that could really take a number of forms, but without leadership, you don't have an organization. So we really think that leadership is the key lodestar touch point of where we need to start with. And folks, what does it take to be a leader? It takes somebody raising their hand and becoming one and saying, I'm willing to do some of the work, and getting other leaders around them. And then once you have that organization, you need clear communication, engagement with the stakeholders in your community, including regulators. You need to build that community out, which really goes beyond the owners, hosts, and managers. If you can get the ancillary and adjacent businesses that rely on the vacation rental community and activity, that's extremely important. And then lastly, got to bring data to this party. You know, as much as the left and the right brain work together, the emotional testimonies are necessary, and that comes from the people and the stakeholders, but you also got to bring data to the conversation. So I think those are key and critical points.
Yeah. Am I right in that you recently, Rent Responsibly, recently partnered with BRMA for a housing affordability study? You mentioned housing affordability earlier.
Yeah. So we collaborate with the VRMA in a variety of ways. We didn't do a housing affordability study, but I know VRMA has brought a lot of those to the table, and we definitely help promote and push them out into the community. Extremely important to get those into the hands, especially at the local level.
Gotcha. Yeah, I guess, I mean, we talked a little bit about some of the challenges just inherent in the advocacy space for this industry, but are there some other challenges property managers might face in how they're going about their advocacy efforts, and, you know, how can they really overcome those?
Great question. Yeah, it falls into these two buckets. Are you firefighting an acute issue, a challenge, an ordinance, something of that nature? Or are you fireproofing? Are you building the ark as Noah did before the rains come, right? Mm-hmm. In the former, in your firefighting, the challenges generally are people are like, I don't have time for this. Or maybe you've waited too long and the conversation is already going, you're trying to catch up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the last one I think is people assume somebody else is quote unquote doing it for us. And we know what happens when you assume. I don't mean to curse, but it does make an ass of you and me. Mm-hmm. And so it really is this, you know, when you look around for somebody else to take the lead, it really has to, you gotta stumble upon a mirror and see yourself as that leader. And then on the other hand, fireproofing, which is solving an issue before it feels like it's acute, that's infinitely better. And we're starting to see more and more folks, because they see the news of the town next door, the state next door, and they want to get organized. And so we're getting a lot of leaders coming to us saying, how can you help us get organized now? And we help them. We ensure that they're A, not alone, but B, that they can get the job done 10 times easier than without us.
I guess, do you sort of connect those different leaders? Like if one town is having these issues and, you know, you're hearing of another town that's also, do you try to have them collaborate and work together a little bit on, you know, sort of those challenges?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we have created what we call the Community Builders Network. Mm-hmm. And Dana Lubner, our fantastic director of community development, has really led that. And there's, you know, 60 or 70 local leaders now networked together, helping solve each other's quandaries and challenges. And I think, you know, we recently had a retreat where we had, I believe, 12 leaders come and really go deep and tell us, help us understand what we can do more to help them. And the great thing is that community now is bonded and it's cross country. I mean, we're really sewing together these disparate groups and helping new ones start. So I think it's a new day and it's kind of our dream. I hate to say our dream come true because we're not there yet, but it's on mm-hmm. its way.
Maybe this is an obvious question, certainly to our audience of short-term rental managers and suppliers, but why should they advocate for short-term? Like, what is the good that it does? And why do you believe that you guys are taking the correct stance, you know, that they are good for a community? And I'm just curious what kind of that initial mission, I guess, is that you're trying to uphold.
So if the question is, what is the benefit or value to vacation rentals in a community? I mean, look, I think the first and foremost is it's an accommodation option that hundreds of millions of people desire. So mm-hmm. start with the traveler in mind. I mean, without that travel opportunity, or if it becomes unaffordable, you're really robbing the traveler at the end of the day. From a community standpoint, it's a massive economic driver. In certain communities, it's driving more of the tourism and lodging accommodation side than any other, you know, hotel or traditional lodging option. And it wasn't always that way, right? This is one of the fastest growing segments of travel and tourism in and of itself. So I think what we can do is look at it as an opportunity to be captured, mm-hmm. not just from an economic or a, you know, traveler standpoint, but the jobs that it creates, the ability for other people, and the inherent value of travel is all wrapped up in it. And I think a good example of that is myself, because I started off as a host and then I became a manager, was managing a couple properties, one for my neighbor who moved to Mexico. So I was helping solve her issue, and then started a tech venture in NoiseAware, and that led to 20, 30 jobs. And now another one with Rent Responsibly, and we have jobs that are being created, and you know, this is the part of the future economy. So mm-hmm. where I think the value is created is across the board, but you can't deny the origin of it, which is travelers want this type of, mm-hmm. of accommodation.
Yeah, absolutely. Unlock new ways to make money with your vacation rental with Beyond. As the pioneers of revenue management for short-term rentals, Beyond offers business-enhancing solutions for hosts and managers of all sizes across the globe to future-proof and grow their businesses. Those that succeed in the STR industry over the next few years are the ones that automate data-driven functions like revenue management and free up their people hours to focus on customer experiences and owner management. Beyond advances the vacation rental market with innovative software that automates the right efforts while providing actionable data insights that drive greater revenue and guidance around best practices to help owners and property managers make more money. Beyond's unparalleled access to and analysis of short-term rental data powers their ability to unlock, inform, and automate action. Beyond customers who have been using manual pricing strategies usually see up to a 35% increase in revenue per available night after joining Beyond. And customers who use other dynamic pricing tools see up to a 7% increase in RevPAN after joining Beyond.
Are there other initiatives, programs that Rent Responsibly is currently working with or helping build within communities, and anything else that you're currently working on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we recently created, as a service that people can hire us for, Alliance Management Services. And this is basically an end-to-end back of office support system, whether it's email or web management or event management or helping with your board development, variety of other services that any local alliance is going to need ultimately, certainly helping them collect dues and membership as well. Mm-hmm. That has been one of our biggest initiatives of late, because you know we've done this for years. I think we're the best at doing this exact and kind of niche service. And so in order to help more people, we've really turned it into a service offering. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing we've started to do is work with DMOs to help them reach the vacation rental community. And, you know, building this connective tissue of the vacation rental community closer to the other established and important stakeholders in their market has just been kind of an ongoing venture for us, because we're learning from what people are doing themselves. Yeah. And then we help proliferate that.
Yeah, that makes sense. With regulations sort of changing frequently and constantly and being so different throughout the country, how do you stay on top of all these changing regulations and making sure you're staying, you know, as you said, fireproofing and staying ahead of these challenges when you don't always necessarily know what regulations are going to come down?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question, because it kind of comes down to the strategy that we have, which is to empower local communities to help themselves effectively. Mm-hmm. And so although we do have 78 markets covered on our website that does have the regulatory and compliance information, including in some cases quizzes on am I compliant, right? So we're trying new ways to help people ensure that they are quote unquote good apples, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is we don't have, and it would be very, very hard to create a comprehensive regulatory database. We do have, like I said, the foundation of one, but if we can empower the local community to stay on top of it and help themselves, we're supporting them to do that. Mm-hmm. And then they're staying on top of the regs. And if small things change, they're on top of it. They're communicating potentially with our support to the rest of their community and so forth.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You're kind of giving them the tools they need to kind of advocate for themselves, which makes the most sense because they have the most reason to advocate for themselves, right? So it's built in the value there.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing there is, yeah, you know, we believe heavily in education. Mm-hmm. So we produce content. One of the articles that we produce is called How to Figure Out Conflicting Regulations. Mm-hmm. And so it's these questions that we get. Once you hear a question two or three times, we're creating a piece of content to help people understand what they need, and then they apply it to their market. So it's, you know, flywheel effect. Like, what can we do to do more with limited resources? And that's, education is the way forward.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess, is there any advice you'd give to property managers who are just really starting to get involved in advocacy efforts? Maybe they're in the same place you were, right? Where they're managing maybe just their own property and maybe one other, but they, you know, they want to be involved. What's a good first step for someone like that?
A great first step is to tell yourself that I am enough. I can add value myself. I don't need to go take a course or do a bunch of research to add value to this conversation, because your story, your testimony is enough to begin with. The other thing is maybe obvious, but it's worth saying, is if there's a group in your community, join it. And if you're already a part of it, ask what more you can do. Every person has the ability to contribute at least one of the five T's, right? The five T's are your time, your treasure, your talent, your ties, or your testimony. Very convenient there, alliteration, right? But time is kind of obvious. Can you volunteer? Can you help alleviate the load that the leadership is carrying? Treasure, contribute financially. Talent, do you have a special or unique talent? I mean, especially communication or even a social media following where you can amplify messaging. And then ties, or what other community or organizations, do you know the mayor? Do you know a council member? Are you, you know, on the board of an organization? Those are all really, really important. And then lastly is testimony. So if there's an opportunity to have your voice heard, or if you create one, perhaps in the media, and start to build a positive narrative around what you're doing, I think those are all incredibly important. They don't take training, generally speaking, and you will have support when you get there.
Yeah, that's great. Can you think of any recent wins of like local communities advocating for themselves and it going well? You know, I'm just trying to think of, you know, our listeners, it seems maybe insurmountable sometimes, right? Like they're going against these governments and there's a lot of these regulations and they just feel like, hey, I'm just this kind of small business owner. What can I really do? Do you have any examples of recent wins around the country where these advocacy efforts have really done something?
Yeah, I do, and I wish I had more sure. Because this is the fight of the century, right? And it's like a wave that just keeps coming. But you know, I'll point out two communities. One is in Hilton Head, South Carolina. They went into a conversation with their city and were really proactive up front. By the time we were supporting the local group, they had already been active. We just helped them bring some form and structure. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I think they had a very reasonable outcome from a regulatory standpoint. But then they started doing more after the initial ordinance was passed. And they started volunteering in their community. They did beach cleanup days. They're continuing to stay organized and involved. And, you know, that's that. Perhaps they started off in a little bit of a firefighting mode, but now they're fireproofing. And it's really fantastic to see what they're innovating and deciding to do with their organization. And it's adding value to their community, no doubt, beyond just the vacation rental right to rent. Another one, and this is, you know, again, an ongoing effort, is in Arizona. There have been a little bit of a seesaw conversation about how to manage the statewide standards bill that was passed, and it's kind of perennially under attack. But they came up with a compromise bill that was supported by the vacation rental industry recently, and it was passed. And that's one of those situations where you may want the perfect ordinance, but you're going to have to compromise, right? That's always part of the equation. And I think everybody, generally speaking, was happy with the compromises that were made. And then there was an agreement to let the ordinance sit for a couple of years. I will note, depending on when somebody's listening to this, they may already be the case, but you know, we kind of expect next year the issue to come up again. And that's all the more reason to really continue in peacetime to build strength. And so that group has a ton of education, a ton of engagement. They have a great board in Arizona. It's called Arizonans for Responsible Tourism. So shout out to those two groups that we're really enamored with and proud of and continue to support in every way we can.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Great. I'm glad there are some examples. We hadn't talked about me asking that question, but I was like, I'm curious. I mean, I'm sure other people would be curious too. So that's
you tried to stump me, didn't you?
I know, right?
I'm just kidding.
That's awesome. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd want to share with our members?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a member of VRMA since basically the first conference I went to. And, you know, I think that there is just a ton of ways to get involved. So I'll shout out the VRMA Advocacy Fund, just a ton of energy behind it. It's doing fantastic work. And then, you know, the other thing that I really try to weave into the conversation, if I can, is this analogy for what we're experiencing. And it's 100 years old. So forgive me for potentially being kind of antiquated, but it was something that blew my mind. And that was what happened with the automobile after the Ford Model T rolled off the assembly line in 1908. Because before 1908, cars were on the road. They were driven by chauffeurs. It was kind of a niche product, if you will, not quite as mainstream. And then as soon as the automobile became very available, it became very, very popular. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen that with the vacation rental and short-term rental industry over the last decade. And what we saw as a backlash 100 years ago with the automobile was calls to ban the automobile because of noise, trash, and parking mm-hmm. issues. Cars were louder when they broke down. So that was noise. When they broke down on the side of the road, they became heaps of trash. And then parking is somewhat self-explanatory, but without parking spaces, you're parking all over the place. That was the automobile before there were rules of the road. Mm-hmm. And so now we're dealing with, in our industry, in our era, in our time, noise, trash, and parking, creating a narrative, driving bans or calls for bans, yet people want to travel this way. So you have a similar and like eerily mirrored scenario. And what I'll leave with is the hopeful and optimistic piece of the analogy, which is that the gearheads of the day in the 1920s, especially, got very organized. Mm-hmm. And that organization at the local, state, national level became the American Automobile Association. And it's one of the most powerful organizations, but it's also continuously improved safety and requirements and professionalization of different industries that, you know, are on the road. And now they were celebrated as one of the automobile celebrated as one of the best things America ever brought to the world, right?
Yeah.
And so I believe that short-term vacation rentals will get through this period where the narrative is somewhat against us, mm-hmm. and the calls to ban the activity are on all four corners of the country, to the point where the vacation rental activity and industry and the leaders therein are celebrated as heroes and as people adding the most value to their community. And, you know, the question of like, how did we ever live without these quote unquote rules of the road, which right. are kind of now being meted out and settled. So I love that analogy. I probably overuse it. Anybody who's heard me on a podcast may have already heard it, but the reality is we're right there. And that was, mm-hmm. that was the 1920s. We're in the 2020s.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it's, you know, it's always worth remembering, and it's sometimes easy to forget that the vacation rental industry, short-term vacation rental industry, it's so young compared to so many other industries, right? Even compared to just like the hotel industry, when we talk about how they've been able to gain professionalism over time, we're babies in the world. And so there's a lot that we have to go through that other industries have already gone through because of how mature they are.
And I mean, babies or teenagers or whatever we are, we've had a growth spurt.
Yeah.
Right. We've had a growth spurt and like we're going through some change. And I think what's really interesting and important is to recognize that we all have a role to play in this maturation process. And, you know, the converse of that is if we don't play our role, you face actual, like, you could be a casualty, mm-hmm. right? I've said, if you're casual about advocacy, you could end up a casualty.
Mm-hmm.
And there are markets that have banned the activity. This is not, you know,
right.
It's not without some serious pain along the way, which many people have already experienced, and business people have gone out of business. So that's why I'm passionate, is this is important and it's serious. And we do have, I think, history on our side, so to speak, mm-hmm. but it doesn't come without work and it doesn't come without collaboration. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to be on this podcast because I think it's about getting the message out. It's a call to action.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dave. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. I guess if people want to learn more about Rent Responsibly, they can probably just Google it, right?
Yeah, Google works, rentresponsibly.org. We'd be happy to speak with anybody who's interested, especially if you want help with your local group, if you have one or you want to start one. And I would say also make sure to contribute to VRMA Advocacy Fund.
Yes.
It all works. It all works if we contribute.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Dave.
Yep, you got it. Thank you.
Unlock new ways to make money with your vacation rental with Beyond. As the pioneers in revenue management for short-term rentals, Beyond offers business-enhancing solutions for hosts and managers of all sizes across the globe to future-proof and grow their businesses. Beyond's unparalleled access to and analysis of short-term rental data powers their ability to unlock, inform, and automate action. Beyond customers who have been using manual pricing strategies usually see up to a 35% increase in revenue per available night after joining Beyond, and customers who use other dynamic pricing tools see up to a 7% increase in RevPAN after joining Beyond.